Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. Here with Diana. How's it going, buddy?
Good. Hi.
And we're here on yet another free comic book day, which is one of our big geek holidays every year, I guess, right?
Yeah.
We're here at Mostly Comics today, helping to find folks out. Kim's dressed like Wonder Woman again. Aaron's here as Darth Vader. A lot of good sales, a lot of great people. We're going to be here throughout the day, and we'll talk about some of the things we see today. And you already got your free comic book day. Comic books, donated some food. What stuff did you get?
I got Pokemon, a bunch of like anime stuff, and SpongeBob.
Cool. I already picked up Doctor Who and some Marvel stuff. Looks like we got the debut of the new Avengers with Nova and Ms. Marvel and Miles Morales.
Yep.
That'll be interesting to read. And you're here drawing all day.
Yep.
So we'll talk to you throughout the day and we'll check things out here. And anyone listening, happy free comic book day. We'll talk to you soon. Also, we should mention the big Avengers Age of Ultron weekend, which we're going to see tomorrow. We're stoked, right?
Yep.
All right, so we'll be back later on. Have a great free comic book day.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
All right, we're here with Kim at Mostly Comics here on Free Comic Book Day. How's it going, sir?
It's doing very, very well. I'm really quite gratified at seeing the number of people coming in the door with donations for the Humane Society and for the food bank.
Yeah, that was a great idea. I'm happy to see you guys doing something like that.
Oh, yeah, well, it's life's out of one-way street. Give a little, get a little.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you've graced us once again with your Wonder Woman costume.
By popular demand, I must say.
Oh, man. Popular demand.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, actually, there was several people a couple weeks beforehand saying, is he going to do it? Ha, ha, ha. And pretty well with that.
Yeah, well, not many of your staff dressed up. I was disappointed.
Well, I think I made up for it.
I think so, yeah.
I think it got pretty interesting when I walked in front of the fan with my skirt on. I did that whole Marilyn Monroe thing, but quite by accident.
Oh, that's not good. Now, have you had a chance to look at any of the free books that were being offered this year?
I have. I'm kind of looking forward to the Secret Wars thing that Marvel's got going on.
Yeah.
It's quite a spectrum of stories they're covering. It's pretty interesting. And the Divergence.
Yeah.
After the Convergence in DC.
Yeah.
I got quite a few good stories to tell there.
Yeah, that Secret Wars looks interesting. There's, what, like 8,000 tie-ins, too, though? Like, seems like every day there's a new one being announced.
Yeah. It's probably not going to help sales, but you don't have to have those to read the main story and understand what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I could tell you yes, but I'll be honest here.
I'm interested. I'm going back a ways. It's the first Secret Wars, one of the first comics I ever bought at this store.
Yeah.
Like 30-ish years ago now. That's dating
my time, Jay.
Of course.
I wasn't born then.
Of course. You were saying that you were not too pleased with Convergence, though. Or at least the tie-ins.
Yeah. The tie-ins, yeah, they tell the same story pretty much every book.
Yeah.
And it's interesting in that you get to see a glimpse of a lot of characters that I had forgotten. I've been reading for a long time.
Yeah.
You see a little glimpse of them in the background. And that's kind of cool. So there's an Easter egg there. So I took it as, let me go on the hunt, see how many I can identify and from what era and what universe and what region.
Yeah.
So that was kind of neat. I entertained myself in that regard.
Yeah, I like the main series, but you're right. Every other tie-in is the same thing. Just a bunch of random fights. They lost their powers for a year.
Well, DC had to have something to keep us occupied when they moved from New York to Burbank, so there you go.
Oh, yeah, you're right about seeing the different characters you'd forgotten about. I got a chuckle out of Justice League Detroit a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. And I go way back, actually, to the 50s when I started reading, and I remember some of the stories from then in the 60s and some of the what-ifs.
Oh, yeah.
Where Superman got split into two permanently, and one married Lana, one married Lois, and one stayed on Earth, one went back to New Krypton, and it was kind of neat. You saw one panel of that pair of Supermen fighting the 1970s green and purple suit dude there.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's kind of neat, so.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm having fun in that regard.
Cool. Now, we all know you're a big, huge fan of the Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever asked you this, but do you have a favorite run or a favorite era of that book?
Peter David.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Peter David is the guy. And the Future Imperfect, I'm quite looking forward to that. The one that's coming out of the Secret Wars thing. Mm-hmm. Peter David's writing that.
I'm so
looking forward to that.
Oh, he's a great writer. He's the only guy I think that's ever done Aquaman justice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aquaman's kind of a cool character. He can be.
Yeah, when written right.
When written right, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when the first couple of issues of Aquaman came out in the New 52, I really enjoyed the first couple. And I'm thinking, okay, the first one was just kind of like a riff on the way he was before. And I'm thinking, well, that's okay. But you can't carry that on for too long. The second one did the same thing, and I still enjoyed it. And then you kind of, okay, he's got his cool back. So.
Yeah.
It turned out to be not bad.
That's not too bad. Now, are you psyched for Avengers Age of Ultron, which is also coming out this weekend?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely. If all I see is the 5-minute fight between the Hulkbuster armor and the Hulk, I'll be good. I will sit for the rest of it. I'm sure I will, but that's the part I'm looking forward to.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, you guys are going to be at Niagara Falls Comic Con this year?
Yep, we are.
Any celebrities you're looking forward to seeing this time out?
Well, I was thinking Elvira, but then I looked her up and she's 3 months older than I am, and I know how old I am. So maybe not as much.
Right. Oh, she'd be a good one to meet. We're actually we're psyched to be seeing Daisy Duke.
Yeah.
Like, big fan of that when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, those short shorts?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I did not like that program. I watched it sometimes with the sound off, just for Daisy.
There you go. Nice. Nice. Thanks a lot for having us here on Free Comic Book Day again. And
always a pleasure.
We'll always help you guys out anytime you ask, so.
Appreciate that.
No problem.
It's always good to spread the word about the comic culture. And however it gets spread to how many of our people and wherever they go as a result, I'm good with that.
We appreciate that. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, here on Free Comic Book Day, we are still here at Mostly Comics, and we're finally getting a chance to talk to Bev. How's it going?
Dry throat. I've been yakking a lot today. We've been really, really busy.
Yeah, doing well. Crowds in all day long.
I know. I keep thinking, my God, where are they all coming from? Are they being bused from other towns? It's just a never-ending stream.
Yeah, but great deals, though.
Oh, yeah. You really can't beat the deals. I mean, trades half off or $10, whichever is cheaper. I mean, I rang through one guy who bought 12.
Wow.
Why wouldn't you?
Definitely. You don't even see those prices at conventions.
No. It's crazy prices.
Yeah, so are you happy with the way things have turned out today?
Yeah, really happy. We've had a lot of people through the store, an incredible number of donations to both the Humane Society and the food bank, and then, of course, plenty of happy people because of the great prices. So it's been a win-win day.
And I think it was a great idea to include the Humane Society and food bank thing.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's sort of like you're getting great deals, you're getting a free comic book. There are some people out there who don't have these opportunities, so you want more.
Yeah.
You know, you want more free comics, and why wouldn't you? Because if I had to go and choose one, I wouldn't be able to do it, but I'd happily throw in some dog biscuits so that I can choose three.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way it's working. It's really awesome.
Yeah. And great selection this year. Have you had a chance to look at any of the free books?
Not really. I know that there's a Divergence and a Secret Wars, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Because those are the two I've had people asking, where's the Divergence, where's the Secret Wars? So
I think it's the first appearance of what we've been talking about, Batman with the bunny ears.
Oh, yeah. I must have a look at that, because the picture that I saw online really didn't look good.
Yeah, it looked like a weird tick Easter bunny crossbred. Cool. I'm a little disappointed you guys didn't dress up this year.
Kim did for a while.
Yeah, disturbing. Was that... Well, now, he was saying it was requested. Is that
actually
true?
Actually, about a month ago, Guy started saying to me, so is Kim going to be wearing Wonder Woman again this year? So he kind of had to.
Yeah.
But he's very good-natured about it all.
He is. He had a good laugh, as we all did.
I think it's his ample bosom that they are all admiring.
Yeah, I didn't need to see him walk by the fan with his skirt.
Oh, doing the Marilyn Monroe thing?
Yeah. That's okay, though. Decent costumes in here this year, though.
You know what? Oh, yeah. And it's so nice to see the little kids dressing up, too, getting into it.
Yeah.
Because that's what today is about. It's about reading is fun and then just sharing your good fortune by bringing stuff for the Humane Society and the food bank.
Getting new kids into reading and stuff like that, too.
Well, again, it's to show people that reading is not just the Grapes of Wrath and Jane Austen. Not that I've got anything against those, because I have read them, but it's some people just have a mind block and they think that's all it's going to be. Reading is fun. Reading can take you to places you can never actually go, because a lot of them don't actually exist.
Yeah, and we had discussed off the air that a lot of people don't know the library has a fantastic graphic section.
I know. They do. And that we actually give comics to a lot of the libraries in the area, and it's, you know, getting a free comic on Free Comic Book Day, and then the kid likes it, then they're into the library, and they start reading, and before you know it, they're reading. They don't know that they've been reading all along. They just think it's comics, but it's reading.
That's fantastic. Now, I guess maybe the next big event coming soon is the Niagara Falls Comic Con.
Oh, yeah.
Any celebrities you're looking forward to this year?
Don't laugh at me with this one. I would really love to see the Chandler dance with my own eyes. I know that's probably not going to happen, but that would be a highlight for me.
Nice. I'm excited about the Dukes of Hazzard cast. I'm not going to lie.
You are?
Yeah, I grew up on that show.
Okay.
Neat. Once again, we want to say thanks for getting us involved with one of your awesome events.
No, thank you for coming. And I'd just like to thank everybody who donated so generously to the food bank and to the Humane Society, because both are really worthy causes. It just goes to show that geeks have heart.
Geeks are fantastic. I'm proud to be one.
Geeks have heart, yep.
All right, well, thanks, Bev. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.